Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD.
Hey, Bo. Good evening, man.
Man, good evening to you. How you doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing well. I spent all day in the yard. It's a Memorial Day weekend today.
Yeah. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day, man. Yeah, we, of course, had a lot of festivities and events here in and around Jackson, and been interesting to see some of the stuff happening in our nation's capital and things like that. But anyway, really important weekend just for us as Americans to try to kind of remember and celebrate the sacrifices that the brave men and women in our armed services have given.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, we're very thankful for that.
Absolutely. And we know we have some active members of our armed forces who are listening in and tuning in. We appreciate you guys and gals for what you do.
Yeah.
It just really means a lot to us that you're able to take us along too. And you know, if we're adding a little bit of entertainment value, it's only a small fraction to what you do for us. But
boy, no kidding.
we're happy to do it.
That's really great. Yeah, thank you so much.
Man, I got to give a big thank you just kind of to our listeners in general real quick. So, you know, right now we are recording the show that almost didn't happen.
That's right.
In an alternate universe. We so earlier today I was working. I was like, all right, you know, got this day off. I'm going to try to get a little bit of extra work done. Boot up the computer. Actually, I load up like my 5-6 different Twitter accounts that I have going at a single time, and the computer froze up on me. And I'm like, oh, no big. I'm just going to, you know, reboot it, and we're good to go.
No big deal. Happens occasionally.
No.
So what happened?
I don't even fully know. It froze up, and I tried to reboot it. I keep on getting this gray screen of death. I've gone through about 6 different, attempts to kind of reboot it in safe mode.
Yeah.
I've actually reinstalled the OS and everything else.
Right.
And I'm actually at the point where I'm going to have to take it to the Genius Bar. And
okay, now this is a, you have a beautiful large screen iMac, right?
Yeah.
And that's what this is a large, gigantic Macintosh. I mean, I didn't think Apple's did that a lot.
You know, it's 5 years old.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's part of it. You know, a 5-year computer, especially one that has been put through the ringer as much as that one.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm no Apple loyalist.
Do you have too much like World of Warcraft stuff floating around on there to kind of like, you know, just put some sludge in the gears?
Is that kind of the... No, you know, I haven't even played Warcraft in a while, you know. But now, see, here's the deal, though. Thanks to you guys, thanks to our listeners who, you know, every single year around kind of the end of the year, we do a fundraiser to kind of help us, you know,
that's
keep
exactly
the lights
right
on here.
Yep.
And part of that also goes to preparing for this exact
setup. For this kind
setup.
Of thing. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So the nice thing is, you know, I actually was able to get this backup laptop that I've actually been able to use from time to time to capture audio outside of the studio.
Yeah, that's right.
And to be remote, which has been great. But the best part is tonight, you know, we're actually still able to bring you the show because we have this backup
set up. Not skipping a beat, baby.
Exactly.
Ow!
So thank you so much. we don't necessarily like talking about it unless it's like that period of time, but I just want to let you guys know, especially those of you who are supporting us financially through the Patreon account, man, it means so much. And this episode, very specifically,
it's to you, baby.
It's because of you guys. So thank y'all so much.
That really is great.
I should say too that since I'm doing this holistically on the backup setup,
right?
I have no idea what the final product's going to sound like. So grant me a little bit of grace too.
I hope it's recording. Is it recording?
Oh, it's definitely recording.
Okay, good.
But it's just it's different. It's different software than I'm used to. So it's just going to be it might be a little bit different.
No, it'll be fine.
It might be better. Who knows? Who knows?
Hey, I feel like we should mention our buddy Brian Levine, who came on board last week. We had such a great episode and so many folks that, you know, hadn't really engaged with our podcast before that kind of had the opportunity to. And Brian actually called me at the shop later this week and was just so excited, kind of, you know, talking about how much of a blast that he had and everything.
Oh, that's great.
So if you haven't checked out that second Disney episode that we did, be sure to check it out. Yeah, we were so thankful for Brian to come on board.
And, Dichotomy of Disney with Brian Levine, I think.
Yeah. So Brian Levine, of course, National Sales Manager for Sutliff, Mac Baron, and just a, you know, rock star in the tobacco world. And we were really tickled to have him on board.
Oh, it was a blast, man. I can't wait. I'm glad that he's coming to town before the New Orleans Pipe Show.
Dude,
so
no kidding, man. I know.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be great.
Speaking of coming by and hanging out, you had some pilgrims make their pipe pilgrimage this week.
Yeah, this was so much fun, man. We had Joe and Javier all the way from Birmingham, Alabama. And this is how this transpired, okay? It's Memorial Day weekend. They got college students. They get out of class a little early, I think, on Friday. And, you know, they're like, you know, Thursday night, they're sitting in their, you know, dorm room. I kind of envision them maybe drinking a cold beer or something. I don't know. But like, you know, hey, what are we going to do tomorrow? Like, we have this extra day that we don't have any plans for. Like, what are we going to do? And Joe is like, you know, Javier, there's this podcast I listen to that's in Jackson. It's only 3 hours away. And they get up and come to my shop. And they were there
That's
at like
awesome.
11 o'clock in the morning. Like, those guys got up and booked it, like, and just had a Mississippi Friday. Like, that was what it was.
Dude,
it was great.
That's awesome.
Dude, I was so thrilled, man. It was great. We, of course, took some photos and got to know those guys a little bit. Just really, really good men and really kind hearts and everything, and love their pipes and all that. So it was really good to get to know them. And, of course, it was such a treat for us.
So, I was so jealous of you, man.
It was fun, dude. It was fun.
That's awesome.
It was great. Yeah, it was really good.
So cool.
We're so honored every time someone makes the little pipe pilgrimage to our shop, you know. And it's funny because, you know, you get there and it's like, man, this is just a sleepy southern pipe shop, but it's become a real connected, you know, part of the pipe community from all over the world. And we're very honored to be a part of that.
Also, gotta let you know this too. So this last past weekend was my birthday.
Yeah.
And I mentioned too that we were going out on the Okotoma.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And so I did my homework, and I actually, my wife had the idea of recording, because what we did is while we were canoeing, we would stop at different points, get out, I'd smoke my pipe, and then she would actually on the phone interview me.
Was she actually able to kind of get your immediate thoughts of
exactly.
the tobacco? Oh, dude, that's awesome. Yeah.
So I've got
like
that.
Like Riverside.
I don't even know. Like, maybe we'll put that out. Maybe we won't. I'm not sure. But but anyway, I do have that audio, which was fun. But here's the thing. After our first stop, we get back in the boat. We go around the bend. And I should actually preface this by saying in Okotoma, at the Okotoma, which we got off on, is it Seminary, Mississippi?
Yeah, Seminary.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
right.
Dry County.
This is a river that runs through a little town called Seminary, and a lot of folks go canoe down it.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. All right, so it's a dry...
Dry County,
which we did not know. And so, apparently, it is...
As a good Presbyterian, you just assume no counties are dry.
I mean,
why would they even have such a thing?
It makes no sense. It seems it's got a river. River is wet. It's a wet county.
That's right.
But thing is, we didn't realize that. So we go and we find out, like, right before we get on the river, that it is illegal not only to consume alcohol, but also to be in possession of alcohol.
Whoops.
And it's like, well... that's not good. Like, what are we going to do with it? There's no place for us to put it. So, you know, we try to just kind of keep it under the radar.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. They said the game wardens are going to be out there. And I thought, oh, man.
Right.
I got my fishing pole and I got my pipe. I know they're going to pull me over.
Yeah.
And sure enough.
They got you.
And you know why?
Why?
It's because of the pipe.
Really?
Yeah. Well, in all fairness.
They were kind of trolling for other things than tobacco.
Somebody out there was smoking something that was not pipe tobacco. It was not Squire product, let's say.
Right.
And I mean, like, you could smell it in the air, but apparently they were just watching us while we were on the beach, like hiding out in the woods, which is just real creepy. And so we go around the bend, they pull us over, and so we have to, like, you know, pull the canoe over to the side. That's never really weird.
Yeah.
I know.
Did they have lights?
They
did. Like flashing red and blue lights, or like, you know,
on their forehead.
Yeah, no, how does the, you know, game warden pull someone over?
Well, they're like running through the woods as you're canoeing by and yelling at you. And at first I thought they were like just some freak, you know?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. And so like finally I lift up my shades and then he says, I'm the game warden. I'm like, all right, well, now I see you. I see your badge. I wish you had started with that.
Right.
And I wouldn't have been like looking like I was trying to get away.
So what questions did he have about your pipe?
So he asked, well, first of all, he said he saw the fishing pole. So he wanted to know what my social was so they could run my fishing license.
Yeah. And was that up to date?
Completely up to date. He asked me if it was like big game, small game. I said, look, I went to Academy Sport, told him I wanted to fish, and whatever they gave me is what I gave me. It's just the truth. But then he asked, he was like, I noticed we were watching you over there and you were smoking. And I was like, yeah, I've got it. That's my pipe. And he's like, all right, well, do you mind if I take a look at what you've been smoking? And so here I have these three individual bags of pipe tobacco.
Oh, and they don't even have names on
them.
It's scribbled on there.
Yeah. I'm actually really glad because I was thinking about writing little code names on them before going. So glad I did. But anyways.
Did it have the Country Squire logo on it, though?
It had the Country Squire logo.
With the tobacco tax paid?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. That's very important.
I was good there. But so he gets them and like he pulls them out and he's like, oh, okay, so you got your little custom set up here? And I was like, kinda. I was like, I went through the whole story. I was like, yeah, I've been trying to come up with a personal blend. Are you familiar with the podcast? I actually do a podcast on pipe tobacco, trying to sell them on the show and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, oh, no, I quit a while back. But he started smelling. He's like, oh, that smells good.
It's like, hop in, dude, get a beer. I mean, we won't tell anyone. It's
all right. Yeah. But anyway, it was just a really funny interaction
that's great.
I got caught. You know, they thought I was riding dirty, but.
Right.
No.
The Okotoma.
I wasn't riding dirty. I was just white and nerdy.
That's wow. Fact. All the time. 24/7.
Man, speaking of pipe tobacco.
Yeah.
Let's do a tobacco talk tonight.
We're doing a tobacco talk tonight. And this episode, we're going to focus on a couple of things. Bo and I had discussed maybe doing a Squire Select where we kind of pair some, choice beverages with some tobaccos. But we just decided to go straight in for a tobacco talk so we could kind of get a little deeper into some of that. So, I brought a couple of things tonight I wanted to bring. And one of these I'm pretty sure we've had before on the show, but it's been quite a long time. And I wanted to think of some things that we could feature just for hotter weather smokes. You know, we're getting into the summer type season. You know, things are pretty warm. And, of course, in the deep south like this, it's almost suffocating, you know, how hot it is.
Especially right now with all this rain coming in, we're about to have the humidity on top of it.
You could cut the air with a knife. Ugh. It's really thick, yeah. So it keeps our skin very, very soft. But other than that, it's kind of miserable.
There's that.
But, you know, there are certain tobaccos I kind of pivot towards during the summertime. Now, if you're a longtime listener, you know that, I'm a pretty much a Virginia Perique smoker. That's
right.
Kind of my wheelhouse where I live, right in that vein. I smoke some Latakias, but that's almost always during the wintertime or late fall. So those are tobaccos that kind of remind me of those campfire-y, sitting under a tree, smoking my pipe, you know, with a jacket on, that kind of thing. But in the hot months, you know, I just kind of shy away from those things. So, and I do pull out more aromatics during the summertime as well. So, anyway, I brought a couple things I thought we might talk about here. Bo, I'm not sure you've had this before. This is GLP's Haddo's Delight.
Okay, so admittedly, when I was looking out of the corner of my eye,
yeah,
and I'm dyslexic, I thought it said Hodor's Delight.
Hodor.
From Song of Ice and Fire, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Hodor.
Hodor.
But no,
it
this
could
is,
be.
This is Hador's?
It's Haddo's.
Haddo's.
Haddo's Delight.
Okay.
And it's blended by GL Peace, Greg Peace, who, of course, is just a fantastic blender kind of on the pipe scene and has some of the best tobaccos out right now, in my opinion. But this is a great Virginia Perique blend. Now, you smell this tobacco and you're like, oh, wow, it kind of smells even a little fruity and a little sugary. And, you know, some folks say there is just a little wee bit of a topping on there, but it's not much at all. And it's something that just burns really clean and is full-bodied. Real nice Virginia Perique. So give that a whiff.
Oh, yeah. No, that does come off as, like, really fruity.
Yeah. But it's interesting, you know, you smoke it, and it's just very full-bodied. You get maybe some little sweetness to it, but it's one of those that, the Perique really stands out. So,
deceptive.
Yeah. It's like I said, it smells great. It doesn't, when you're smoking it, it's not one of those that like, oh, this is so, so strong. But it is full, and the amount of Perique in it just definitely, makes your heart thump a little bit. It's good stuff. What do you think?
Well, here's the deal. I'm trying to not say it smells like raisins.
Yeah.
Like now I'm
Ooh,
like...
Ooh, it smells like raisins.
Now I'm so... After we had that conversation, I'm like extremely self-conscious.
Have we discussed that on the air?
Yeah, we did.
Have we discussed that on the air?
You passed me... I can't remember what it was, but you passed... Or it was one of the blends that I've been testing out. Actually, it was the one that I gave you back because I wasn't too keen on it. But
The licorice.
Yes, that's the thing. You asked me what it smelled like.
Right.
And I was about to say raisins, and you were like, "Don't say raisins."
Don't say raisins.
And then I got it, which was licorice. I'm just trying to place, like, because it is it has this extreme sweetness smell to it.
Yeah.
And it's fruit, but it's like dried fruit.
Well, and
maybe like dried peaches or something.
The first time I ever opened that can, this is, you know, the first time I ever opened a Haddo's Delight can from GLP, I immediately got banana bread.
I was about to say apricots. Hang on. See, that doesn't smell like banana bread.
But for some reason, now this tin, actually, I've aged this tin quite a while.
Is that
just
right?
Just cracked it open. So this tin is probably going to be a little more mellow. But yeah, I just got some crazy smells, and it kind of led me towards believing it was like banana bread. But then you smoke it, and it's just really, really full-bodied, really nice. Something about summertime, I like those, you know, kind of heavier Perique blends that just kind of give you a little kick. I don't know, it tastes like tobacco. It's not a very hot burning smoke and all that kind of thing. So yeah. I kind of pivot towards this direction. But
fair enough.
Anyway, that's Haddo's Delight.
So GL
Peace.
And GL Peace, they've been around for a bit.
Well, this is Greg Peace. He is just a really well-known pipe blender right now. And he is based out of, I think, North Carolina. But the Laudisi company, who also distributes like Cornell and Deal,
right.
Savinelli Pipes, Rossi Pipes, and several others, they distribute Greg's stuff, and it's just really, really popular right now.
You know, I always like looking at the tin and just kind of the way that it's presented. And,
yeah.
And of course, with this particular tin, you got the JL piece at the top, original mixtures, and then it's this kind of assortment of pipes.
Yeah.
That's just kind of around in kind of a semicircle.
My guess, and I'm sure I, you know, if I'd researched this, I could have found out pretty easily, but my guess is that those are his actual pipes on the cover of that.
I would imagine so. It looks like, it very much looks like something that, you know, you would just take a picture of.
Yeah.
If that's the case, he's got some pretty nice pipes here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's a well-known pipe collector and tries to keep up with a lot of that stuff. So I think you can actually see a big selection of some of his pipes on online.
Does he mark most of his tins with his pipes or
no? There's a big spectrum of them. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, like I said, I always kind of like looking at just the way that it is presented.
Yeah. A lot of them, his tins do have kind of landmarks, or you've got Westminster and a lot of the different street names in London that they've got set up, and a lot of those have, you know, almost even map grids on them and whatnot. So
figs. That's what I was trying to think of.
Figs. There you go. There you go. Is it set on the back of the tin?
It says on the back of the tin. Yeah. And I was just about to like say apricots or something like that. But like, what is that thing that's dried and it's kind of big? Fig.
Dude, I love some figs, man. I love some figs.
I love some Fig Newtons.
Fair enough.
I'll go to town on some Fig Newtons.
Yeah,
well, good stuff. All right.
Yeah, Haddo's Delight by GL Peace. Great tobacco. Next up from the Squire, we've got a tobacco that is very near and dear to me during the hot months, and that is Blue Ribbon. Blue Ribbon is one of these tobaccos that, and I know you smoke Blue Ribbon, Bo, but this is a tobacco, aromatic tobacco. It's not one of those tobaccos that's going to gunk up your pipe, but it's one of those that, you know, you definitely can taste it as you smoke it. So Blue Ribbon, I smoke it a lot during the summertime. It's a burly Cavendish mixture. It's got some Virginias in it too, but the heavy amount of burley in this is just so satisfying, not only because it gives it some strength, but, you know, as burley is just, you know, prone to do, it's got those, as you exhale, it's got these big billowing clouds of smoke, which are really nice. So the Cavendish in it's got kind of a blackberry, blueberry
kind of
casing on it. And so it's one of those, as soon as you open the jar, you're just kind of
You don't even have to. I smell it from over there.
Yeah, you can smell it from here.
Yeah.
So. it's really tasty stuff, though. It's one of those that, of course, when you're smoking your pipe, you know, you're creating lots of heat. You know, we always refer to it as like our little campfire.
Right.
But with the Blue Ribbon, it's one of those that the fruit flavor is so crisp in it and not syrupy. So it kind of gives you this almost a, I've referred to it often as kind of a fruity tea flavor. So it's like I said, it's not syrupy. It's very crisp. And so you have this very almost refreshing kind of flavor to it. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
man.
Really nice. Yeah. It is a great summertime smoke. I cannot tell you. Of course, you know, if you go outside any time during the summer here in Mississippi, you know, you're immediately going to start, you know, just sweating your tail off.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times I've sat on my porch just sweating, you know, just underneath a big old fan, but smoking Blue Ribbon, and it makes it all okay.
And I know, I mean, we've talked about Blue Ribbon several times for a couple of different reasons. One is it you know, I've mentioned before, but my church warden pipe, I exclusively smoke Blue Ribbon out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And just, I don't know why, it's just, you know, it's not even like Blue Ribbon is something that would kind of make you even think of the Shire, but there's just something like about kind of sitting back in your garden. And, you know,
right now
I got those grapes growing back there, and and something about that Blue Ribbon.
Someone's reminding you of your garden's bounty or something.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit, man.
Is that too lame?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
It's good, though. We sell quite a bit of it. We've got a few folks that actually buy it by 8 ounces or a pound at a time. But it's not one of those that personally I'd like to smoke every day.
No.
But it is something that, like, you know, during those hot months and also just when I'm looking for a real nice treat, it's really good. Like I said, the thing I like most about it is it's very flavorful, but it's not wet and syrupy, so right. It doesn't smoke very heavy. It's just a really nice summertime smoke.
I'll put out this too, and I think we've probably made mention of it before, but if you are someone or if you know someone who says, well, you know what, all pipe tobacco tastes the same to me, get yourself some Blue Ribbon.
Right.
Sit down with them, smoke Blue Ribbon, and be like, tell me that tastes like every single pipe tobacco you've ever tried.
That's,
you know what,
right.
I mean? Like, for me, and maybe it's just my palate, but Blue Ribbon is just one of those that's just way out to its own corner.
Right.
And, I mean, I love it. I think it's great. But, I mean, it is very much not a pipe tobacco-y tasting tobacco.
It's fruit. You immediately pick up the fruit.
Big time.
Yeah.
It's
berry,
man.
It's berry. Yeah. It's really nice. It's a good tobacco for... you know, aromatic smokers or maybe new pipe smokers that are kind of wanting to check out some different flavors that aren't kind of run-of-the-mill, like, you know, cherry, vanilla, caramel, you know, peach. You've got a bunch of those that are kind of along the same lines that you see, you know, pretty regularly. But this one's kind of different. We like it a lot.
It smells good. I haven't had some in a while. It's kind of making me want to
smoke. No, I'm going to go home and smoke it. I'm going to go smoke it, like, in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Pipe question of the week.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
All right, man. So this week we've got a great pipe question of the weekend. It comes into us from Tony NW318. That's Tony on Twitter.
Yeah.
He says,
ooh, this is a fun one.
What are a couple of good semi-sweet, aromatic, non-fruit flavored tobaccos?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll give you some immediate answers from things we've got at our shop, actually, the Country Squire. I would definitely check out semi-sweet is coming on strong as far as the, you know, non-aromatic smokers that kind of want to have that little sweet kind of in their rotation. It's also, you know, such a great tobacco to have on hand if you're an everyday smoker. So we've got so many people that smoke all the time, every day, and it's that, you know, daily kind of thing. You know, if it's real sweet, sometimes you don't always feel like eating, you know, or, you know, a cherry pie or something, but just a little bit of sweet kind of every day is kind of nice. So anyway, all that to say, I'd point you in our shop to a tobacco we have called Black and Tan, which is a really nice semi-sweet smoke, very airy, lots of burly, and so it's got a nice body to it, but just very, very mild and semi-sweet. So we point a lot of people in that direction. Also, we've got a couple other Second Breakfast and Cherokee. Cherokee, of course, is our best seller. We've sold it for, you know, almost 45 years now. And it's one of those tobaccos that it's got a little vanilla, but just a real nice semi-sweet kind of tobacco-y flavor to it. Definitely an aromatic, but one of those that is just so semi-sweet that it's just got a nice everyday smoke consistency to it. So I'd probably point you to one of those. You know, there are others too. I've always referred folks to Peterson's Nutty Cut, which I very much like. And then if you want something that's got just a little bit of aromatic kind of topping on it, but, you know, not something that you know, is going to bowl you over with that. This is kind of an interesting one, but Virginia Woods, which is a tobacco by McClelland, it's one of those tobaccos that it's just got a little bit of something sweet put on top of it, but it really features the Virginias. It's really nice, full-bodied smoke. I think we've talked about it on the show
before. Yeah, I was trying to think. I think either a Squire Select, if not a Tobacco Talk, for sure.
Yeah. But it's one of those, like, you definitely get the Virginias, but there's little nuggets of sweetness in there that make it kind of nice.
So, good stuff.
Yeah, anyway, so I definitely recommend those. Tri Black and Tan from our shop. It's one of those that... man, it'll definitely bless you.
Nice. Good stuff, man. Well, we greatly appreciate those pipe questions in. Be sure to send them in just like Tony did. Mm-hmm. You can email them csr@podastery.com.
Quick fire with the Squire.
Quick fire with the Squire.
Do we have it?
Yeah, man. You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. Kayak or canoe?
Kayak.
Really?
Yeah, immediately. Yeah. Kayak, they're more versatile, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
They are. They're lighter. You can kind of, you know, pick them up and throw them around a little easier.
I don't know. you can't transport a lot on them. See, with me...
That's right.
I like...
Well, you've got all your little knickknacks that you've got to tote with you.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as I've got room for, like, two beers.
But not on the Okotoma.
Not on the Okotoma.
Not on the Okotoma.
The Ross Barnett Reservoir is different.
Yes, it is. Here's the deal. With the kayak on the reservoir, though, they got those gators out there, man.
No, they do. You're right.
Like, I feel like I'm a little... Probably there's no good logical reason for this, but I feel a little bit more protected in the canoe.
That's fair.
I guess you could tip easier. I don't know. I'm more of a canoe
You're
guy.
You're more of a canoe guy. That's okay.
I like having the extra space. I get claustrophobic in a kayak.
Yeah.
Although on some of those rapids this last past week,
yeah,
I was kind of, you know, we hit them all perfectly, but I saw a couple of the canoes where if you don't hit them right, I mean, the water just pours directly in the boat. You're gone. So you got to be careful with that.
You've sunk all of, like, you know, 8 inches.
Hey, now. We got to do what we can with
no,
the
No, that's right, dude. We're in Mississippi. That's the best of the best, man.
We did help. All right, so this guy did, basically, these two guys are on a canoe. They went mm-hmm. overboard, mm-hmm. and their stuff started floating down the river.
Oh, no.
And this happened right next to us. And I was like, all right, well, let's go get their stuff. And we were able to rescue their bag and their paddle while they were getting their stuff kind of turned back over.
Yeah.
So we swam back over to them. We're now paddling upriver and everything. This was, like, you know, good exercise. Really enjoyed it. Got them set up. One of those guys was like, he was the guy that was smoking the not Squire.
Right.
And apparently had been for a while because he was gone.
Dude.
He was having a time. Anyway, so
thanks for bringing my stuff back.
No, not even that. Not even that chill, man. little. Yeah, anyway, so we get him back his bag. Then we finish up. They come back. It's like, dude, where's the bags, man? The bags. And they're like, oh, it's right there. And they pointed to the case that we gave him. I looked at my wife. It's like, we were in possession. What if the game warden had gotten us right then?
Right then, exactly. You literally were in possession.
We were just trying to help. Anyway, fly fishing or rod and reel? I know you're not a big fisherman.
I'm not a big fisherman. You know, the only kind of fishing I've ever done is rod and reel, but I think if I had to pick one, I'd pick fly fishing.
Fly fishing is so much more fun.
Yeah.
Rod and reel is good for, like, just relaxation, but if you're going to be out there for a while, fly fishing is much more interactive.
It's engaging, yeah.
I haven't caught anything that way, but I think I'd probably go that route. Live or fake bait?
I guess I'd go with live bait.
Yeah, you definitely get better luck.
It's better, yeah. I mean, you know, you're more prone to, I guess, get something.
It depends on the practicality of it. Like, when we were fishing this weekend, since we were going to be on, like, active water,
yeah,
I didn't want that to fool around with trying to get a new worm on every, you know, every time I needed one.
The only thing about it, like, I can see myself having to reload this thing, and obviously if I'm fishing at all ever, which hardly ever happens, I'm going to be smoking a pipe, and so I can kind of envision myself trying to keep my pipe lit and, tucked away in my mouth, but then also, try to deal with this little wriggling thing to get on the get on the hook. So, I'd probably have to go with live bait, though.
You're not opposed to canoes, though, or fishing?
No.
Okay. Good, because
no.
good, because I'm getting a canoe.
Oh yeah, you talked about that.
Yeah.
That's great. Have you kind of located the one you want, or have you already purchased it?
I found one that was as cheap as humanly possible.
Okay.
And it is inbound. It should be here on Thursday.
Dude, that's exciting, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's
it's
great.
Gonna be, it's a 3-seater too.
Congrats,
so, yeah, man.
That's good.
We got to do it up. Got to train Isley on how to ride the canoe. And then finally, if you're boiling up, would you rather boil up some crabs or some shrimp?
Oh, man.
I know.
Is crawfish, like, another answer?
I threw crawfish out specifically because it was too easy.
Okay. I guess I'd have to go with shrimp.
Gotta go shrimp.
Yeah. I think in this part of the world, you'd have to go with shrimp. I do love crabs.
Crab is a lot of fun, especially if you've ever boiled crab before.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a really interesting process, especially boiling live crab.
Yeah.
Not the most humane thing in the world, but kind of fun.
But delicious.
Very, very tasty. No, shrimp. You get more bang for your buck.
I think so.
Which is true of even just shrimp and crawfish. I love going to a crawfish boil, but I will definitely not turn down a shrimp boil because
golly,
you get way more food for your work.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, man, that's quick fire questions this week. If you've got some questions you want to send in to us, send them our way. CSR@podastery.com.
Your thoughts, your comments. Listener feedback.
Listener feedback this week comes to us from iTunes. JD, you want to give us that first one?
Yeah, this is great. This is TonyC318 on iTunes, and he says, "Pipe podcast with pastors in mind." I'm getting back into smoking a pipe after a 10-year break. This podcast has really helped me relearn some of the old things as well as new things. I appreciate how lighthearted the hosts are. I also appreciate their love for the Lord. It's nice to have fellow Christians help break stereotypes in regards to tobacco. Boy, we need more of that. Smoking a pipe is not a sin, and many of us that partake in smoking often draw closer to God in those moments. I feel like the church is at a beginning of a slow down movement. Boy, that's nice, isn't it? I think everyone needs to slow down, not
Absolutely.
Just church, yeah, not just believers. We've been too busy for too long. Pipe smoking only helps in the endeavor to slow down our lives. Thank you for inspiring me to slow down and enjoy the quiet moments with my pipe. That's from TonyC318 on iTunes. Real quick, I'd just like to mention, too, like, he is so dead on, and that's not just for believers, but, you know, people of any stripe, like, our world is moving so fast. It's so incredibly quick how things are moving. And we've talked about this just, you know, at infinity on the show, but how much the pipe helps us slow down. I was reading something by this guy named Thomas Merton, who, if you're a reader, or, you know, like any kind of 20th century Christian thought, Thomas Merton was a Catholic monk who passed away, I think, in the early to mid 60s, maybe. But he was talking about the incredible amount of distraction and busyness in life in the 60s. Like, could you imagine what he would do with Twitter? Like, I feel like he'd just tear his, like, burlap sack shirt, you
right,
know,
right.
like, scream, because it's just, I mean, it's just too much. So, man, TonyC318, thank you so much, brother, for, you know, just kind of bringing some more of that to light. That's great.
Imagine what the Bo and JD of 100 years would say about us.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, 100 years in the future.
Yeah.
Crazy. We also got another great iTunes review in from Trail Boss. It says, "A truly great podcast. I've been listening to Country Squire podcast for over a year, and it has been very beneficial to my venture into pipe smoking world. The podcasts are instructive, entertaining, and the content always seems to be timely as I journey down Tobacco Road. JD and Bo's folksy conversation really sets the stage for a discussion that is pleasing to listen to and one that can be trusted to never make one cringe when tender ears are in the car. And the content is enjoyable even to my non-piping wife." Trail Boss, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. That's great.
Great praise. Yeah, we do try to maintain, and this is true of all of the shows on the Podastery Network, we do very much try to maintain a what we call work safe rating,
right?
Where we try to police ourselves to make sure that no matter you know who it is, if it's your toddler or your boss, no matter right. who's around, you can feel safe and confident that you can listen to the show without anything that'll make you feel uncomfortable. But yeah, well, great stuff. Of course, if you'd like to send in some feedback, we always love getting those iTunes reviews, especially. Head on over to iTunes, look us up. Even if you don't necessarily listen to us through iTunes, it's a great way to help support the show. Also, you know, get other ways to interact with us. Of course, we do broadcast live on Mondays, Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. That's 5:30. That's 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. So if you would ever like to join us at CountrySquireRadio.com, we would love to have you involved. Of course, you can engage with us during the show through Twitter by following us at Squire Radio. You can follow us as well. I'm at The Real Bo York.
I'm at John David Cole. And you can get us at the shop at underscore Country Squire.
Of course, all this information and more can be found at CountrySquireRadio.com. Well, man, like I said, this was almost the episode that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And
I feel lucky that we just got one in the books.
I'm telling you,
but we did literally because of our friends.
Yeah, absolutely, man. This it'll be a fun one to try to edit.
Yeah.
I'm extremely intimidated to get into this software that I've never used before, and I just need to make sure that I back up, triple back up, and quadruple back up.
Right.
Everything to make sure that I don't lose it. So
that's right. That's
anyway,
right.
I'll figure it out. All right, man. Well, let's go have a night.
I had fun. Thank you, Bo. See you.
Houston, get ready to feel the power. In January 2026, Love Houston Volleyball is back and turning up the heat. Featuring two-time Olympic medalists Jordan Thompson and Micah Hancock. Big serves, fearless rallies, and a hometown crowd that brings serious energy. This is a new H-Town night out. Bring the noise and don't miss a single moment. Tickets start under $15. Visit lovbhtx.com/iHeart.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.